Meeting will come to order. We're now holding the Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners regular session. I'd like to welcome everyone for attending who is here. May we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill,
Here.
Commissioner Fickell,
Here.
Commissioner Stevens,
Here.
Commissioner Campbell,
Here.
and Commissioner Roan.
Here. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
Yeah, I'd like to pull the financials out of the consent calendar.
Financials out of the consent calendar? We will do it. Call it little double A for action items. Okay, public comment for items on the agenda. Are there anybody with public comment online or otherwise? Okay, the consent calendar as we'll just have the meeting minutes and the financials, January financials will be event. I'm sorry. It will not have the financials. We'll have the meeting minutes and the event calendar. I have a motion. Oh. Sure, if you're having a heart attack. Excuse me. Please join me for the.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Excuse me. I didn't put my glasses on. I didn't think I needed them, but clearly that's why I have them. So we will remedy the situation. Well, okay. A motion to approve the consent calendar of the meeting minutes and the event calendar. Is there a motion?
Motion, yeah.
Okay. A second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Under action item, we'll do financials first. Commissioner Campbell, you got a question or conversation you want to have?
Yeah, I noticed that in the check, there was a check to be signed for $1,200 to our deputy director. And I did find out that was a motel room in Iceland. What are we doing in Iceland?
Yeah, it's the it's an innovation cluster, seafood innovation cluster. So
what?
Seafood innovation, innovation lab over there.
Well, there's other, what that trip cost us?
No, there's airplane tickets and hotel. That's about it.
Okay, is there a motion to approve financials?
Well, I didn't get an answer, but
I move to approve the financials as presented, supplemental financials made available on 3rd of March.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Our next action item is a lease amendment for Columbia River Counseling LLC. Sue?
Excuse me, commissioners. I have an amendment to a commercial lease agreement from Columbia River Counseling LLC. Sarah Berkla of Columbia River Counseling shared the office price with one of the agents in Tier 1 building. The lease began on April 1st of 2025 and is for 5 years. There has been a change to her utilities and an amendment is necessary. The tenant did have a landline that was tied to the agreement and now it's no longer there. So therefore, both parties wish to amend the lease by decreasing the monthly utilities from $90 to the standard of $50. The commission does not have any questions. I request the approval of the amendment to the amendment.
Are there any questions or is there a motion?
Don't move.
It's been moved to approve the amendment to the leasing agreement between the Port of Astoria and Columbia River Counseling LLC for Suite 101 as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Commissioner Hill, I think, will get the second. And all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion approved. Our next item is a budget committee member assignment. The sole applicant is Tom Brownson. You should have his resume. Is there a motion to approve Tom Brownson for the Port of Astoria Budget Committee?
I move that to approve Tom Brownson for the Budget Committee.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Four ayes and one abstention. Brownson is appointed to the Budget Committee. Public comment for non-agenda items. It's an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding port concerns not on the agenda. There any? We'll move to commissioner reports. Commissioner Hill. Do you have anything to report?
I don't really. Actually, I do. I wanted to. We had a meeting, two commissioners at a time, although a single, Thaddeus, with Puna Potent people. And that was eye-opening for me, and I just really appreciated the information they led forward. And I think there'll be something on the agenda relatively soon where we discuss working with those folks. So that's all I had to say.
Commissioner Fickle.
What he said, I was going to talk about that too. It's a lot of questions, a lot of things to be discussed, but I think there's a really good potential there.
I would report, in the spirit of our maritime tradition, the Astoria hosted the Fisher Poets, which is an extraordinary event that takes over the city of Astoria. And Commissioner Fickle was there. I was as well, and enjoyed it. Rob Seitz, a familiar face at our meetings, presented and did very well. Overall, it was a very cool event, as it always is, in my opinion. Commissioner Stevens.
Thank you. I was able to attend a meeting with the Puna Totem team and the Atlin group. These are people that do a good job in Alaska hosting cruise ships and increasing the number of cruise ship visits, and have done a lot of wonderful work luring cruise ships to small towns. They think Astoria could have the same success. I heard them talk about a good plan, and yet the details, as was previously mentioned, and the funding are unclear to me at this point. The other thing you need to consider as port supporters and as commissioners is this is a leap of faith. We would do away with almost any kind of cargo, which Pier 1 was built for, and move to our main funding stream becoming cruise ships. And hopefully, if we do that, the numbers of cruise ships will increase to the point of tolerance for our community. And we can use that to get people to come back to Astoria. We could get ourselves on the map for different cruise ship companies and more cruise ships if it works out. Got a lot of questions. I view it as a good thing, but we are going to have to see where the funding and details of something like this works out. And they are telling us, just as we discussed a few weeks ago, that we could see as many as 40 to 60 cruise ships here. And that's all I have to report.
Commissioner Campbell.
Well, I wasn't here, but what I heard is they're going to be moving passengers back and forth into Alaska. Well, there's a reason right now they don't already do it. One time, it's the damn cold up there, and
Nobody wants to get out on the deck. They got ice all over everything. I would question whether that would ever work or not. The cruise ship would have to tell me that they're going to do it in the first place. They all transfer back to the East Coast and the Caribbean when the weather starts getting turning bad for the fall. So I don't think anything's going to make the weather change up there, so they'll be attractive. I've seen them try it with a few of the smaller ones and the Pribilofs and out in there, and boy, that did not work at all for them. Not especially in the wintertime or in the summertime. I don't know. I had some real questions, and like I say, that puts us out of the business for cargo too. That doesn't make a lot of sense. $5 million foundation for a cruise terminal doesn't pan out. That's what that dock cost us 30 years ago. Today it'd be more. So this is the only deep water port below the bridge, and we have another mountain blowing, which it could any time. There would be a lot of shuffling going around to see how they're going to get things moving in that river. But right now, it looks like we're nothing but a rental business in this port. And that doesn't really cut it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. I appreciate that. Since everyone has shared their impressions, I should follow suit. I did also attend the Una Totem Alaska Native Corporation meeting with Atlan Investment Groups, and kind of the potential for being able to maintain the infrastructure we have as we don't have paying customers was appealing as far as the piers, the docks, more jobs for longshoremen. That's part of our port tradition, I hope, is to support the longshoremen. If there's more ships, there's more jobs. They talked about provisioning ships, which means bringing groceries for these massive cruise ships. Of course, that again would involve longshoremen handling those sorts of things, which is better than nothing, which is what we currently have. Also, the idea of being able to have revenue for dredging, which I think would be a thing we would all support. And then we've also talked about the potential of air service. And I think this would be a symbiotic, mutually supportive arrangement where that would be more likely to be something that could happen sooner than later. So those were my impressions. I'd like to turn it over to the executive director for his report.
According to Commissioner Campbell, we once did have ship chandlers and chandlering taking place here in the port.
Okay. Yeah, that's
you what... You get the ships here, the chandlers will come here.
Those were my questions to the people, and you know, I asked about that. I think that's important. Let's put a possibility that people don't have to go to somewhere else to work. That'd be fantastic. Executive Director.
Thank you, Commissioner Roan. So a few items here. The first one, we had received an email yesterday from the Harbor Master at the City of Warrenton requesting a letter of support for dock replacement at the Warrenton Marina. It's the E-Dock. So I did have a conversation early this afternoon with City Manager Moberg regarding this issue, because the email itself didn't really specify what the letter of support was for, other than supporting for investment in the structure. But it sounds like they have some grant efforts underway to get some funding for that project. And so we have a little time, unlike usually when we get these requests for letters, it's, you know, we need it yesterday. This one, she says that the deadline is the end of the month. And so they actually, when the Harbor Master had requested it, she had sent over a template. They had drafted a letter that we could get. So at the conclusion of the meeting, I'll go ahead and pass that out to commissioners to take a look at. And my thought was, is that if it's something the commission does want to support, we can put it on the agenda as an action item. at the March 17th meeting. And maybe if you take a look at it between now and the next meeting, if you have some suggestions, you could send those over to Deanna or myself, and we could redline this document and then have it ready on the 17th. So that was the first one. Another one, I had already updated some of the commissioners on this, but I think for the public good, did want to announce that we had approved me to negotiate a deal with Terry's Plumbing here about a year ago, to for Terry's to purchase their shop over there from the port. Since that time, there's been some snags and some delays in getting that done. We've had some more recent discussions about it, and so I was notified here about a week ago from the owner of the company that they don't want to proceed with that purchase. And so from the port's perspective, it's sort of no harm, no foul. They're still leasing the facility, and I think plan to continue to do so. So I did want to let the public know that, because I had made some of the commissioners aware of that when they were here, and you guys were here last week for those meetings. Update on our progress with the Astoria waterfront developers. We have gone back and forth several times now, and we have both a draft of a master lease as well as sublease for the various areas within the planning area. That I think are looking pretty good at this point. It's currently under legal review on the port side, and I'll be having a meeting with legal counsel as well as Mark Popkin next Tuesday. So if all goes well in that meeting, hopefully we'll have those leases ready for the commission to look at here pretty soon. So that's encouraging news. Piece of news, it's a little bit old now, but it did happen after our last meeting. But the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife did deny the petition modifying Oregon commercial crabbing rules. That was something that the port had obviously provided a letter of concern regarding the petition. So it was on a 6-1 vote. I did want to thank a few people on this, especially Mark Landauer, who's the director of the Oregon Public Ports Association. He did a really good job in a pretty short time frame of coordinating the coastal ports to get information out and make sure that ports were aware of what was going on, so that if ports had interest, they could express concerns, which I know a number of ports up and down the coast did. Here locally, I know Kurt England was at England Marine was pretty involved in getting local letters together based on the concern. I know they had a standing room only meeting at England Marine to discuss the issue. I was in contact with County Manager Don Boone on this issue, and actually had sent them a template of our letter for them to take a look at. And so it was a kind of on all fronts a pretty well coordinated effort. And from the port standpoint, good news that petition was denied. And then the last one that I had next Tuesday as well, the port is going to be hosting a group from Astoria Middle School. I believe it's their leadership student council group. Their advisor had reached out to me a few weeks ago. They're doing some study on jobs, local economy, and as a part of that, they were interested in coming to the port to kind of see what we do down here. And so they're going to be here on Tuesday. I've also arranged with Andrew Bornstein at Bornstein Seafoods for there to be a tour of the Bornstein facility while they're here. And so that will be next Tuesday, and I'll be leading that field trip for the students at Astoria Middle School. So those are the items that I have. I did want to give Director McGrath a chance real quick just to give a couple updates on some of the stuff going on at the airport, because I know there's been some work going on out there.
Sure. So just a few things going on at the airport. The ARO is being worked on right now. So 4K Contractors has done a really good job getting that prepped out. They're going to be pouring first pour tomorrow, concrete, second on Thursday, and they'll be replacing doors on Monday, and they'll be starting on the south end of ARO the following week. So that's moving ahead. Chris Novoselic's hangar is moving forward. Dr. Roof is acting as the project manager there. So all the repairs that are being done there are going ahead as planned. They plan on having all of that work done by June of this year. So it's looking a lot better than it was. You know, it was had some really rough siding on it, and it looks a lot better now that they've been involved with that. And then the last update I have is the FBO upgrades. So those are going to be started April 1st by Helix Hill Construction, and they will have all of those repairs done as far as the new kitchen area, the new restrooms, and new doors on the facility. And we'll have all that done. Plan is to have it done no later than the end of May of this year, and then we'll certainly have it done by the time the fly-in is here. We don't have the date on the fly-in just yet. Still waiting to get that set. We're working on some different fly-ins. We're trying to keep or just avoid the scheduling conflict. So I'll have that to the commission as soon as we have it updated. That's all I have.
We have a print that the commission could look at it, what they're going to do to the airport building. And we do have a print.
Yep. This
Can we get a copy of it?
Include the commissioner's lounge?
No, it does not. Yeah, so.
It does include the Browns and the embassy, so I'm looking forward to
Yeah.
it. So. Okay, thank you for the very thorough staff report there. It's all great information.
I need to ask the director a question, sir, if you please.
Go ahead.
Thank you. We're talking about leases for the master plan.
Correct.
Is Hollinger still paying us money every month?
Yes.
Is he in the mix?
In the mix as far as what?
Leasing and building a hotel.
He currently has a lease. He's been paying on the lease, but there's been no action on the property for quite some time now.
Okay. I want to bring up again, are we going to get the Pier 2 permitting done in time? Because of MARAD's limit, do we have to have it all in by a deadline date?
So we were able to move the deadline back. And I think, our experience has been they've been pretty workable in terms of making this happen. I think they understand some of the issues that we deal with from a permitting perspective at both the local and state level, that it took some time to get to this point. And so we're hopeful that this will move forward as quickly as it can. But I think the new sunset date to have the grant contract in place, I believe, is September 27. Is that correct?
Correct. I bring this up again because the administration has made it real clear they're trying to claw back money from funds that haven't been used, and that might make it an attractive target. Is MARAD's grant moving of the day, is that in writing?
Is what in writing?
It's in writing, the date change.
Correct.
Oh,
Yes.
good. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully we won't have to see that. That would be devastating.
And I think it's important to remember with this project, it's an economic development project that had bipartisan support. So I think those two factors probably bode well. With the state of affairs in the world, I guess nothing is a given.
Well, thank you. Okay. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I believe it's important points you raised. I have asked for an update at our previous meeting where Deputy Director McGrath gave us a report. I was focused on the where we were at with the mitigation plan for the mitigation property is underway. Our upcoming meeting dates, the regular workshop session will be March 17th, and the regular session April 7th. That the meeting's adjourned. Thank you.